Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective, Christina Laurie, Lauren Tucker, and Jesse Bell. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, Wattle Eyewear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at ScreeningRoomKingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. In a message from the City of Kingston, the City and Accessibility Committee shared tips about service animals for National Accessibility Week. During National Accessibility Week, May 26th to June 1st, the City of Kingston is working with the Municipal Accessibility Advisory Committee, MAAC, to deliver an educational campaign for community members and businesses about how service animals assist people with disabilities. Service animals such as guide dogs are working animals that can assist people with a range of disabilities. This includes people who are blind or partially sighted and people with seizure disorders, mobility restrictions, PTSD, and other disabilities. MAAC Chair Amy Birch states, quote, "We are hoping to broaden the community's understanding of how service animals can support people with different disabilities. Service animals are trained to meet the unique needs of their handler. They can help people maintain their independence and personal safety by protecting them during seizures, alerting them to noises and physical obstacles, or calming them if their surroundings are overstimulating," end quote. These five tips are shared by the Canadian National Institute for the Blind for guide dogs, but are good practice to follow with any service animal. Harness on means hands off. Petting can take the service animal's focus off its owner and increase the potential for injury. Keep in mind that not all service animals wear a vest or a harness. Contain your excitement. Don't encourage excitable play with a service animal. Staying calm is part of its job. Say hello another time. Keep your pet away to avoid distracting the service animal and possible harm to the owner. Don't feed them. Offering food to the animal can result in disruptive behaviors like begging and scavenging. Speak to the person, not the animal. If a service animal approaches you, politely let the owner know so they may correct the animal. For all other interactions, it's best to let the animal focus on its job. Follow along on the city's Facebook, X, Instagram, and LinkedIn to learn more tips during National Accessibility Week. City Hall will be illuminated in red on Wednesday, May 29th for Red Shirt Day of Action for Accessibility and Inclusion. Once again, that's the City of Kingston on Accessibility Week, May 26th to June 1st. City to launch automated speed enforcement to improve safety in community safety zones. The City of Kingston is preparing for a significant step towards enhancing road safety with the introduction of the Automated Speed Enforcement Pilot Project set to launch this September. Cameras will only be used in community safety zones to reduce speed near schools. The cameras are mobile and will be rotated among community safety zones approximately every 3 months. Signs at future camera locations will be installed 90 days in advance to let drivers know where they will be before the program starts this fall. And roadside signage will be in place where there are active automated speed enforcement systems. The program will operate at various locations throughout the city for 2 years, rotating approximately every 3 months before undergoing a comprehensive review in 2026. Norman Rogers Drive and Lancaster Drive are the first two locations to have automated speed enforcement beginning this September. The full list of locations and rotation schedule will be shared soon and posted on the city's website. In a message from the Township of South Frontenac, celebrating culture and community in South Frontenac. June kicks off a month-long of community and cultural celebrations in South Frontenac, starting with Pride Month, Parks and Recreation Month activities, National Indigenous Peoples Day, and culminating with Canada Day celebrations on July 1st. Here are some of the events and activities happening this month. If you have a community event you'd like to publicize, you can list it on their events calendar for free. Let the celebrations begin. Pride Month. Pick up your Everyone is Welcome Here sticker from their township offices. Have your teen to register and pick up a Pride kit from Kingston Frontenac Public Library, which includes a book to keep, body glitter, and temporary tattoos. They will also be flying the Pride flag at Sydenham Library. June is also Seniors Month. Drop by the Grace Center at 4295 Stagecoach Road to see their newly expanded facilities and learn more about programs for seniors, including Meals on Wheels, an adult day program, foot care, and in-home respite, and home services. Southern Frontenac Community Services also offers a busy program of fitness classes, diners club, and social activities for adults age 55+. All just $40 with an annual Grace Activity Pass. June 21st, 2024 is National Indigenous Peoples Day. Watch for regional celebrations or hike the fully accessible Red Trail at Elbow Lake Environmental Education Center to learn about Indigenous practices and knowledge. Join the Township on Saturday, June 22nd from 1 to 3 p.m. at McMullen Beach in Verona to celebrate Parks and Recreation Month. There will be a 9-hole beginner's disc golf course, a skills and drills clinic on the new tennis courts, basketball, and shuffleboard, a story walk exhibit from Kingston Frontenac Public Library, a free community barbecue hosted by the Verona Lions Club, and live music with Rudy and Saddle Up as the Township kicks off its popular Music in the Park series. July 1st, 2024 is Canada Day celebrations, with celebrations happening across the Township. The fireworks show this year will be at dusk at Gerald Ball Park in Sunbury, with shuttle buses running to take you to the show. Once again, that was a quick roundup of celebrations taking place in South Frontenac next month. In another message from the city, join the 2024 Commuter Challenge by riding, rolling, or walking to work. Summer is right around the corner, and there's no better way to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather than by taking active transportation for a spin. The City of Kingston, Sustainable Kingston, and community partners invite you to walk, run, roll, or ride to work next week during the Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is an annual national campaign designed to encourage individuals and organizations to rethink their commute and test drive sustainable transportation for 1 week. The campaign runs from June 2nd to 8th, coinciding with Cycling Week, which begins on May 31st. The Commuter Challenge is a perfect reason to try out active transportation. There are many alternative ways to get around the city, including traveling by foot, bike, or bus, says Mayor Brian Patterson. He continues, "Choosing to leave your car at home will reduce carbon emissions and have a positive impact on the environment. And it's also a great opportunity to get outside and connect with your community," end quote. How to participate? You can visit commuterchallenge.ca. Create an account and search for your workplace, or sign up as an individual. Between June 2nd and 8th, leave your vehicle parked at home and walk, run, or roll to your destination. Working from home counts too. Sign into your Commuter Challenge account and log your active kilometers throughout the week. And have fun. Jeff Hendry, Chief Operating Officer of Sustainable Kingston, states, quote, "Active transportation is a powerful form of climate action. Join your neighbors, friends, and coworkers and discover a new way of getting around. We invite everyone to try our alternative transportation calculator created by Sustainable Queens to see exactly how much money, time, and emissions you save by leaving your car at home," end quote. Cycle events are taking place across the city. Once again, it is also Cycling Week starting on May 31st. Bike tune-up. Get your bike ready to go at 559 Bagot Street on Saturday, June 1st from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., courtesy of Gear Up. Ride with the Mayor on Friday, May 31st, starting at the Invista Center, beside Carrico Field at 7.05 a.m. Mayor Patterson will be making his way to City Hall via the K&P Trail. Roll In Breakfast. Pedal on over to Roll In Breakfast taking place across the city. There will also be cycling events held across the city throughout the week, including at St. Lawrence College starting at 7.30 a.m. on Monday, June 3rd, Queen's University on Tuesday, June 4th, also starting at 7.30, Thursday, June 6th at the Kingston Frontenac Public Library Pittsburgh Branch, 7.30 to 9 a.m., and finally Friday, June 7th at Springer Market Square, 7.30 to 9 a.m. The Commuter Challenge helps foster a healthier community by improving air quality, encouraging active and sustainable transportation, and reducing community greenhouse gas emissions. For more information about the challenge, you can visit commuterchallenge.ca. Kingston hosts inaugural Camp Molly, empowering youth for fire safety careers. Be prepared to be challenged, be prepared to be empowered, and be prepared to change the way you see yourself. These are the promises made to participants who attended Camp Molly, a free four-day camp this past weekend. The volunteer-run firefighting camp aimed at inspiring young women, non-binary, and two-spirit youth aged 15 to 18 to explore careers in the fire service was held for the first time in Kingston in partnership with the National Indigenous Fire Safety Council. Kingston Fire Chief Monique Blair founded the camp in 2019 as a deputy in Oakville, Ontario, aiming to increase diversity within the fire service. Since then, the camp has expanded across the country, with 10 held in 2024. Chief Blair states, quote, "There has been a huge response to this camp, and 2025 is already booked. We are grateful to our instructors, all women, who volunteer their time and show campers there's a place for them in the fire service. It is so important for participants to see themselves reflected in these roles. From the two previous camps held in the Quinte region, 13 campers have gone on to pursue careers in fire services, end quote. Approximately 30 campers attended the Kingston camp from May 23rd to 26th, one-third of whom identify as Indigenous from Tyendinaga Mohawk Territory. Instructors taught campers about firefighter survival training, forcible entry, medical procedures, media relations, public education, fire investigations, fire prevention, communications, auto extrication, and fire suppression. Mohawk Fire and Rescue Fire Chief Scott Miracle says firefighting runs in the family, including his own father. He states, quote, "My granddaughter and niece are both in the camp this year. Even if they don't become firefighters, this experience of team building and camaraderie is so valuable and a great eye-opener," end quote. Camp Molly participants concluded camp on Sunday with a graduation ceremony after completing a firefighter combat challenge relay, marking the culmination of their team building and empowerment activities over the past 4 days. The Honorable Patty Hajdu, Minister of Indigenous Services, was in attendance for both the relay and the ceremony. Hajdu stated, quote, "Congratulations to this year's brave and intelligent young women who are graduating from Camp Molly Fire Services training in Kingston. Fires disproportionately threaten First Nations, both through residential and wildland fires. And these young women considering careers in firefighting will play a critical role in saving people's lives and contributing to Indigenous-led responses to emergencies. Indigenous Services Canada continues to support First Nations leadership in addressing these dangers by providing departmental funding for firefighting equipment and for the training of community personnel to respond to fires," end quote. To learn more and register for future camps, you can visit Camp Molly's website at campmolly.ca. At their most recent meeting on Tuesday, Council passed several new road safety measures, set to come into effect in the coming weeks. A report presented to Council by staff outlined various problem areas in terms of road safety throughout the city, and called for new restrictions on parking, U-turns, right turns on red lights, as well as speed limit reductions. The report includes new no parking and no stopping areas specifically surrounding many schools, including St. Genevieve Catholic School, Molly Brandt Elementary School, W.J. Holsgrove Public School, Elginburg and District Public School, Rideau Heights Public School, Acol Maple Public School, Acol J.R. Henderson Public School, Cataraqui Woods Public School, and Lord Strathcona Public School. This was done on the grounds that these targeted restrictions would make the roads safer for students. Other stipulations include that U-turns will be prohibited on Princess Street at the intersection with Midland Avenue, and right turns on red will be prohibited on Division Street at the intersection with Guy Street. There will also be a speed limit reduction on Perth Road north of Unity Road. In addition to these changes that came from this report, Collins Bay Ridge District Councillor Lisa Osanek and Portsmouth District Councillor Don Amos brought forth a motion to add three-way or all-way stops to various intersections throughout the city, stating in the motion that the list of areas are, quote, "problematic and cause grave concerns," end quote. This move also comes after attempting other methods to curb speeding and reckless driving in these neighborhoods without success.
But this is the reality. So where the stop sign will go in my district, for instance, right? They started off by following the city process of getting one of those please slow down signs. And on this street, which is Humberside Drive, almost every single house along that street had one of those signs. It worked for a short time, but then the bad actors, the speeders, right, started to ignore that. And then what happens is that right in 2022, so this is like the third summer going in, it was actually a community safety zone, like posted 40 kilometer hour limit. So then Humberside got that sign going into Westwood, but the bad actors, the speeders, again, it worked for a short time, and now the speeders just ignore it. They just take their chances if there's going to be a police officer, you know, like watching the speed limit on Humberside or not. They take their chances, they ignore it. It looks like we're only allowed to submit one street now per year for traffic calming analysis. And one other trick that we have in the trade is to put one of those speed display signs, right? That will display your sign and it's like, oops, slow down, put the brakes on, I'm going too fast. It starts to flash lights at you. But the problem is, again, the bad actors, the speeders, they'll ignore that. Like my residents are finding out on Woodbine Road. So to put in stop signs, you know, like we know the neighborhood best. The neighbors living there know the neighborhood best.
A four-way stop will be installed at the following intersections: Glengarry Road at Westmoreland Road, Park Street at Toronto Street, and Rideau Street at Cataraqui Street. In addition to this, a three-way stop sign will be installed at the following intersections: Humberside Drive at Ryan Court, Malabar Drive at Fernmore Drive, Old Oak Road at College View Road, Berry Street at Union Street, Career Boulevard at Lakeshore Boulevard, and Conant Street at 3rd Avenue. Once again, these changes are set to come into effect in the coming weeks. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Lauren Tucker with your CFRC Arts Desk.
Thanks so much, Christina. Here's your arts and culture news for today. Until May 30th at the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning, you can catch a solo oil painting exhibition from Tet Creativity studio artist Peng Yung Wang. This exhibition will include oil paintings, a live painting component, and a special sales show of works on Wednesday and Thursday at a discounted price. Admission is free, but exhibition hours vary, so be sure to visit tetcenter.org/events to learn more. On June 1st, in the first Saturday of every month, the TK Studio and the Tet Center Improv Kingston presents their Intro to Improv workshop from 12 to 2:30 p.m. This workshop is for adult students ages 18 and up, and is targeted at beginners who have not done improv before and want to try out the form before committing to a longer class, or just for folks who want to try something new. Space is limited and registration is $40 plus tax, and you can learn more and reserve your spot at improvkingston.com. Also on June 1st, St. George's Cathedral, Mellow's Choir and Period Instruments presents Magnificats, 15th to 18th century at 7:30 p.m. This ensemble will present four settings of this hymn, including the famous Bach Works Catalog 243. Tickets are just over $27 and available at mellows-earlymusic.org, at Novel Idea, or at the door. At the Tri Art Gallery, you can catch the art show Red as part of their ongoing pigment series. Red pigments serves as the primary shade for a variety of pieces from many different participating artists in what is sure to be an interesting and bold thematic showcase. Tri Art Gallery is located in downtown Kingston in the back of Art Noise and celebrates the work of local artists working with local Tri Art materials, and it is free for you to peruse. This exhibition runs until June 22nd. Beginning May 30th and running until June 15th, the Bottle Tree Studio series presents Dressing Amelia by Chloe Whitehorn, directed by Will Britton. Performances run Thursdays through Saturdays each evening at 7:30 p.m. during the run, with Sunday matinees at 2:30 p.m. Tickets are just over $25, including tax and handling fees. And for more on this production, you can visit BottleTreeInc.com. Kingston welcomes back Movies in the Square this summer, and the full lineup has now been announced. This summer, you can mark your calendars for 10 Things I Hate About You on June 27th, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning on July 11th, Barbie on July 18th, The Italian Job on July 25th, A League of Their Own on August 1st, Beetlejuice on August 8th, Freaky Friday on August 15th, Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian on August 22nd, and Lilo and Stitch on August 29th. Be sure to mark your calendars now to experience your favorite films for free this summer under the stars. Also in cinema news, coming up this week at the Screening Room, you can catch special screenings Jurassic Park on May 28th and 30th, Kill Baby Kill and Coffee on May 23rd as part of the Grindhouse Double Bill, and Maurice on May 30th as part of the Period Romance in May series. There's also new arrivals and more special screenings all the time, so be sure to check back at screeningroomkingston.com for even more great film this summer. And last but certainly not least, Spring Reverb returns for its third edition May 30th to June 2nd in downtown Kingston. Some of this season's headliners include Protest the Hero, Daniel Romano, Pony Girl, Alan Cross, Fred Eaglesmith, Misha and the Spanx, Logan Statz, and many others. In addition to all the concerts, you can attend free music industry panels with sessions on touring, music sync, marketing, and how AI can help shape a music career. There's lots to see, hear, and learn at Spring Reverb. Check out all the bands and panels at kppconcerts.com/springreverb. Spring Reverb is proudly sponsored by CFRC 101.9 FM, and we'll have more on the festival coming up this week. That's all I've got for you on Arts Desk today. Now I'll turn it over to Jesse Bell at the Sports Desk.
This is Jesse Bell from the CFRC Sports Desk, and this is your sports report for Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. Last night, we saw the third consecutive overtime game between the New York Rangers and the Florida Panthers. The Rangers kicked things off in the first period with a Vincent Trocheck goal to take a 1-0 lead, but midway through the second, Kingston Frontenacs alumnus Sam Bennett scored his fourth of the playoffs to tie the game, and a few minutes later, his teammate Carter Verhaeghe scored his ninth to give the Panthers a 2-1 lead. Former first overall draft pick Alexis Lafreniere scored with 3 minutes left in the second period to tie the game, But with a minute left in the first overtime period, Sam Reinhart tallied his eighth goal of the playoffs to give the Florida Panthers a 3-2 overtime victory and to tie their seven-game series at 2 games apiece. There is one game on the NHL schedule this evening. At 8:30 p.m., the Edmonton Oilers host the Dallas Stars in Game 4 of their seven-game series. Dallas currently leads that series by a score of 2-1. Moving now to the NBA. The Boston Celtics have already booked their ticket to the NBA Finals, but they'll have to wait at least one more night to find out who they'll be playing, as the Minnesota Timberwolves saved their season with a 105-100 victory over the Dallas Mavericks. Minnesota's star shooting guard Anthony Edwards had another typically excellent performance, putting up 29 points in 40 minutes, but perhaps the biggest determinant factor in Minnesota's win was a comparatively poor performance from the Dallas Mavericks star Kyrie Irving. Irving, who has been a dominant presence in this series, shot just 33% from the field, going 6 for 18, putting up only 16 points in 42 minutes. The Dallas Mavericks will have another chance to eliminate Minnesota tomorrow night. That game is scheduled to tip off at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Kingston Grenadiers are celebrating their 20th football season in 2024. The season began for the U18 squad on May 18th with a 48-19 victory over the Brampton Bulldogs, but both the U16 and U18 Grenadiers had their home opener this weekend against the Ottawa Myers Riders. Kingston dominated both contests, the U16 Grenadiers winning 51-7 and the U18 Grenadiers by a score of 52-17. Both the U16 and U18 clubs will be on the road for the next few weeks. The next home game for the Kingston Grenadiers will be at Richardson Memorial Stadium on Saturday, June 22nd. The U16 Grenadiers host the Oshawa Hawkeyes from 1 to 3 p.m., and the U18 Grenadiers will take on the U18 Hawkeyes squad from 3:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. This concludes your sports report for Wednesday, May 29th, 2024. This is Jesse Bell signing off and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Now for your CFRC weather report for this evening. Tonight we're expecting clear skies and a low of 7 degrees. Looking forward to tomorrow, Thursday, May 30th, we're expecting sunny skies and a high of 18, with clear skies at night and a low of 8. On Friday, May 31st, sunny skies once again and a high of 21 degrees, with clear skies and a low of 8 at night. Looking forward to the weekend, we're expecting a mix of sun and cloud on both Saturday and Sunday, with highs in the mid-20s. Saturday night, we'll have clear skies and a low of 11, and on Sunday, we'll have some cloudy periods and a low of 12. That wraps up your weather report for the rest of this week, and next up is your CFRC traffic report. Now it's time for your CFRC weekly traffic report for the week of May 24th to May 31st. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway is still fully closed to motorists until further notice. Pedestrians now have access to the LaSalle Causeway. Cyclists may also access the sidewalk by dismounting and walking their bicycles. Users may experience short delays in crossing the bridge and are requested to follow any signage on site during ongoing construction and repair work. In road closures to look out for, Earl Street, Division to Aberdeen is closed until 7 p.m. tonight for the disconnect of services and installation of new services on Earl Street. Hillcrest Avenue, Kingsport to 7th is closed until May 31st for buried infrastructure replacement. The road will be open to local traffic. King Street, Plast Arms to north end of King is closed until September 30th for the construction of new storm and roadbed. The road will be open to local traffic. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen is closed until September 27th for the downtown Kingston BIA activations. University Avenue, Union to Earl is still closed until May 29th for the Queen's JDOC project. In other delays, Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Hudson Drive at Bay Ridge Public School expect delays until June 28th as a contractor will be on site to complete upgrades to the school crossing. Hudson Drive at Hudson Park expect delays until June 28th as a contractor will be on site to complete upgrades to the bus stop and pedestrian crossing. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. Activations include routine structural maintenance, repainting, replacement of waterproofing materials, and upgrades to the building's mechanical and electrical systems. The work is planned to conclude in late December. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is Jesse with your events and concerts calendar.
It's time for CFRC's concert and events calendar. Have an event you'd like to see covered? Reach out through cfrc.ca today. Swing by the Amphitheater in Springer Market Square every Thursday at 10:30 p.m. for Stories in the Square. This event is free and suitable for children of all ages. Don't forget your blanket and sunscreen. On May 30th at 7:30 p.m., Bruce Cockburn will be playing his newest album, O Sun, O Moon, live at the Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets to see this Canadian legend start at just under $45 and are available at kingstongrand.ca. On May 30th and the last Thursday of every month at Daft Brewing, Rowena Way hosts Drag Sing-Along Roulette, featuring performances chosen by you of the best sing-along songs. Admission is free. The Spring Reverb Music Festival returns to venues across downtown Kingston in its third iteration, beginning May 30th and running until June 2nd. On May 30th, you can catch Daniel Romano's Outfit at 7:30 p.m. at the Broom Factory and Thunderglove at the Toucan at 10 p.m. The free workshop Music Law 101 will be hosted at 6 p.m. at the Spire. As part of Spring Reverb on May 31st, you can still get tickets to Bleecker and Boston Levy at the Ale House at 7 p.m., the Pop Montreal Showcase at Musiki at 8 p.m., Ivy Gardens at the Mansion at 8 p.m., and Pony Girl at the Toucan at 10 p.m. The free workshop Beyond the Beat, producing sync licensing and songwriting success, will be hosted at the Broom Factory at 12 p.m. Karaoke night is every Friday at Daft from 9 p.m. to midnight. $4 shots, $6 light lagers, hosted by AA DJs. Chris Jackson will also be playing live classic rock and country staples at the Blue Martini from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. every Friday. As part of Spring Reverb on Saturday, June 1st, you can catch Alan Cross at the Broom Factory at 3 p.m., Fred Eaglesmith at Hotel Wolf Island at 7 p.m., Protest the Hero at Ale House at 7:30 p.m., Lil Windex at the Broom Factory at 7 p.m., Logan Stats at Musiki at 8 p.m., Misha and the Spanx at the Mansion at 8 p.m., and Joan Smith at the Jane Doves at the Toucan at 10 p.m. The workshop Music Futures, AI Tools for Musicians, will be hosted at the Broom Factory at 12 p.m., followed up by the workshop Get in the Van at 1 p.m., also at the Broom Factory. Also running that day is the Slate Music Video Program Info Session at Monty's at 5 p.m. As part of Spring Reverb on June 2nd, you can catch Luella at the Broom Factory at 2 p.m. Also that day at 12:30 p.m. at Daft Brewery is the free workshop First Impressions, Marketing One-on-Ones for Musicians, and the Spring Reverb Songwriter Circle at Musiki at 5 p.m. For more information on Spring Reverb and to get tickets, you can visit kppconcerts.com/springreverb. Also on June 2nd from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., Brock Street Block Party kicks off this summer in Pride at 69 Brock Street between Wellington and King. You can stop by for live music, thrifting, snacks, nail services, and face painting. That's all for events calendar for today, but stay tuned to 101.9 FM CFRC for more coming up next.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.